Invitation from Carnation. Listen now to Lone Journey, the distinguished American radio novel written by Sandra and Peter Michael. Today, Lone Journey is brought to you by Albers Milling Company, a division of Carnation Company and makers of Friskies dog food. Before another absorbing Lone Journey chapter opens, I'd like to tell you about a simple-seeming food for dogs, that remarkable food called Friskies. But it isn't as simple as it seems. What you see is a plain-looking handful of Friskies cubes or Friskies meal, but behind it is a history of years of patient scientific research, research that still goes on at the famous Friskies kennels and laboratories to make this splendid food even better. Scores and scores of nourishing ingredients were tested in varying combinations in arriving at the approved result. Generations of dogs were fed Friskies and only Friskies. Puppies were weaned on Friskies and raised to maturity on the same diet, and their puppies went through the same life cycle on Friskies and only Friskies. And only after these healthy, happy dogs had proved the point was Friskies offered to America's great dog-owning public. Yes, the 19 ingredients combined in Friskies have been shown by the strictest scientific standards to be the right ingredients for maintaining and keeping dogs in rugged good health and prime condition on a complete, balanced diet. Science is on your side when you decide to keep your dog frisky with Friskies. This is Chapter 25 of Lone Journey. This is the evening of a memorable supper at the Spear Tea Ranch in the Judith Mountains of central Montana. In the valley outside, stars are shining and a full moon rolls aloofly like a golden shield among their pinpoint stabs of light. The air is cool and smells moistly of spring. The mountains lie at peace and the trees upon them stand quietly sleeping in the light night. Out here, space and time travels up and out and away without limits into the soundless depths beyond the stars. Someone's coming out of the house. A girl. Oh, it's Sydney. She looks up at the stars. Now she walks toward the road. Her face looks pale and lovely in the soft light. She's walking slowly down the middle of the road, lying here like a ribbon in the moonlight.
Wide and free it is out here. I'm only a little way from the house, but how small it looks. Little nothingness under the stars. We really ought to be more aware of the space beyond the walls of our houses. Walls and ceilings make a narrow boundary. Even for our minds, I think. I kept noticing the clock, how very neatly it tried to make mincemeat out of time, chopping it carefully off in little flakes of identical size, implying there can be a beginning, a middle, and an end time. One glance up there, and how silly that notion becomes. Then Alexander. She has a nice name. She's a nice person, too, I think. Wolf said she's interested in that strange fellow. I wonder. Oh, Lance, I'm so lonely. If only you had come home.
Down at the bunkhouse, a few hundred feet below the road, two men sit on the porch, smoking, talking quietly. They are Mel Tanner, the ranch foreman, and Enor, top hand at the Spear Tea. Both are veterans of the war.
Yeah, who was that come out of the house?
I think it was Sidney Sherwood. I'll not get that absent mind of mine to call her Mrs. McKenzie.
I always think of her as Sidney Sherwood.
In a sense of the word, she was hardly a missus long enough for the handle to seem appropriate. Before Lance went overseas, I mean.
Yeah, I can see her now. Sydney, all right.
Walking there in the moonlight, all by her lonesome.
Yeah. Poor kid.
Mel, how long do they usually wait before they change missing to killed in action?
Well, I don't rightly know if there's any definite time for it. I see quite a few notices like that coming through now. Fellas that have been missing 2 years, mostly.
Mel, you know me well enough so as to know how I mean this. All I can say is I hope they come through with one for Lance McKenzie and come through quick.
I tell you, Enor, I hardly think we've got the right to believe the worst when she herself hasn't given up.
Oh, Mel. For goodness sake, Lance is gone. Just don't walk up on one of them beaches and they don't quite make it and the fellas see you go under and then turn up alive someplace 2 years after. You know that, Mel.
It's tough on the poor kid.
Yeah. But if that notice would come through before it's too late, there could be a happy ever after ending for her yet.
That's taking an awful lot of unknown quantities for granted, Enor.
I got the greatest respect for your opinions in most things, Mel. But I've got to respect my own mind's tuition, too, sometimes.
Oh, sure thing. That's all right.
For an instance, in the present case, like some people's big toe witches afore a storm, my mind wants to be scratched on this certain proposition. And I'm plumb convicted on it after seeing her operating this here evening.
Are you talking about Sydney?
Mel, given the deviler his duty, I'm referring to Miss Salamander.
Alexander. Her name is Alexander, you know.
I was not misspeaking, Mel. A salamander, if I'm not mistaken, is a slim creature that changes its color in order to deceive the gullible.
Well, if I was in Wolf's place and I heard you say that, I would have taken offense.
Just why would you?
Well, it's the same as calling Wolf gullible, isn't it?
Mel, when a lady that has so plentiful a store of nature's gifts as that one's got dished out to her in all respects and places, when she trains her sights on a man, it's no offense to him to call him gullible. And I'm not so sure but what I might display some weakness myself in the situation. There's a heck of a lot more man in Wolf than there is in me.
She's turning back now.
What's that, Mel?
Sydney. I was wondering how far she'd walk up that road.
Oh, she's probably going... Hey, look. There's Wolf coming out of the house. Oh, shucks, went in again.
Enor, will you quit playing Cupid around here? It just isn't... Well, who's coming out?
The other woman. Sitting here like this, like being in a movie. Kind of sitting back in the shadows, watching the people acting out the story. Reminds me of a night on Iwo Jima. Say, now she's coming out in the road. Miss Salamander. Regular doggone moonlight parade tonight.
At this rate, I wonder if we're ever going to get our supper.
I'm sorry, Miss Alexander. I thought Wolf would ring the bell.
He was going to, but I'd like to talk to you for just a moment.
Oh?
I thought we could compare notes in this weird affair before the sheriff starts his hearing or whatever it's to be.
Certainly a strange business, isn't it?
What do you think of this Smith person?
Well, I can't make up my mind about him. Can you, Miss Alexander?
He's an odd guy. Interesting.
You don't think he is a bank robber?
Oh, no, no. I'd be very much surprised if he's any kind of a crook. I think he's pretending to be someone other than the person he really is, though.
There certainly isn't very much about him that reminds one of a bum. Except his speech. You do have the feeling that his way of speaking doesn't suit him.
Isn't that true? The first time I heard him speak, I was so surprised. I think I vaguely expected a cultivated British accent.
Exactly.
What about this charge they might make against him? He did break into your cabin, Mrs. McKenzie.
Yes, but Wolf says he didn't harm anything. Mm. In fact, he says he must have cleaned the place up. It's 2 years since I was up there.
Still, I suppose it might not be wise to encourage that sort of thing.
You don't think I should sign a complaint against him, do you, Miss Alexander?
Darn it, if only there was some way of holding on to him for a while.
What for?
Oh, Well, I smell a story.
Hmm?
If there isn't a story in that fellow, then it's the first time my news nose has played me false. And I don't think it has. What's more, I think it'll be a corker of a story.
Do you mean a news story for your paper?
Maybe. Then again, it might not be the kind of story one would want to print as news. If not, then it might be material for that play I'm always on the point of writing. But if he goes scot-free now, I'm so sure he'll put six successive horizons behind him by morning.
I don't suppose you could get his story this evening.
Oh, no, not a chance. My guess is that whatever his secret is, it'll take lots of time and patience to get it out of him.
Mm-hmm.
It's very likely all he has to hold on to in the world.
But there's no way to detain him here if he wants to leave, is there?
Come on, let's go in and feed all these hungry men. Maybe we can think of something before the evening is over.
Over on the steps of the bunkhouse, Enor and Mel noticed with relief that the two young women had turned back toward the house.
Good. Now maybe we eat, which I'm in high favor of by this time, Mel. Oh, go on. I'm glad we don't have women folks around here for supper every night if it takes them this long to rassle up a little old meal.
Oh, don't blame the ladies, Enor. It's that crazy duck they found up at the cabin. He's the one that's got everything haywire around here today.
I told you a little while ago about the scientific tests of Frisky's dog food that are made at the Frisky's kennels and laboratories. I didn't have time to mention other tests that are no less convincing. I refer to tests that have been made again and again by professional kennels where the aristocrats of dogdom are raised. And I refer to the acceptance given Frisky's by America's leading veterinary societies. When all this evidence is put together, you have overwhelming proof of the value of this splendid food for all kinds of dogs. It will delight you to discover how good it is for your dog, and you'll be enthusiastic over its convenience and great economy. Ask your grocer or pet store for Friskies, cubes and meal. Feed both for variety.
I might want him held, Mr. Booker, but I'm sorry I can't tell you the reason. Except that it's for a friend.
Sydney surprises Deputy Sheriff Booker by her attitude toward Teo Smith. Monday in Chapter 26 of Lone Journey, brought to you today by the Albers Milling Company, a division of Carnation Company. The Carnation Company also brings you the Contented Hour each Monday evening. This is Nelson Case speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.